The next patient is Antonio Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old Hispanic male that is referred to the practice by Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E. Because of the presence of acute kidney injury, the patient needs repair of the abdominal aortic aneurysm, and however, contrast material cannot be given in the presence of the acute kidney injury. When we repeated the laboratory workup, there was an improvement of the kidney function. The serum creatinine came down from 3.98 on September the 13th, 2023, to 1.75 in October 26th of the 2023. At that time, the patient has 2 plus proteinuria. He has a history of arterial hypertension, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking, and a hyperlipidemia that has been treated and are stable. Today, the patient comes for a follow-up. He has a creatinine that went up to 2.1 milligrams per deciliter with an estimated GFR of 31, but the patient continues to have a significant proteinuria. The protein-creatinine ratio is more than 2.3 grams per gram of creatinine, which is significant, period. This patient is going to be evaluated for the glomerulopathy. The workup will be ordered, and we will follow him as soon as the workup gets back, period. It is important to make sure, clear that the abdominal ultrasound that was the abdominal CT scan, abdominal CT scan showed normal kidneys, no calcifications, no evidence of hyperechogenicity, and there was no obstruction. Number 2, abdominal aortic aneurysm that is going to be repaired by Dr. Hazam, H-A-Z-A-M, in Winter Haven. Important is for Dr. Hazam to know the kidney function and the proteinuria before any procedure. And for that reason, I am going to send the copy of the laboratory workup for him to be aware of the condition. Following number. The patient has had hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with significant COPD. The patient quit smoking 3 years ago. He has a pulmonary nodule that needs evaluation. Went to see Dr. Wong, but he was evaluated by the APRN. They ordered CT scans and pulmonary function tests, but they were given to be done in 1 or 2 months, and he couldn't wait for that situation. We are going to recommend to Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, to refer the patient to a different outfit but where the patient feels more comfortable. I am going to reevaluate the case as soon as the workup for glomerulopathy gets done.